Hello again. Welcome to this podcast from qualitythinking.com, helping you navigate towards success in your architecture and leadership. Thank you for joining me. I am your host, Shashi Shastri, and this is the podcast for architects and technology leaders who want to know what works with architecture and leadership. Do you want to become an enterprise architect? This episode is about how you can, wherever you may be in your information technology career today. This talk is not about the enterprise architecture method, neither is it a detailed definition of the EA practitioner. But for context, we can keep this definition in mind. Enterprise architects ensure that an organization identifies, specifies, and deploys IT-based business solutions in a coordinated and standardized manner aligned to the enterprise's business strategies. There are four essential stages in the journey, two for acquiring technical depth and two for evolving the width. Let me take you through them. Stage 1. Acquire the depth, code and design. For at least 5 years, you need to do the programming of either application software or infrastructure operations. Be exposed to testing and spend time on designing. The split could be 3 years of coding and 2 years of software design. It'll lay the foundation for you as a future architect who knows the world of software development. You'll be able to represent the needs of the development teams to their external stakeholders. On the other hand, no coding team or project manager will be able to pull the wool over your eyes on the effort, skills, or time something will take. I coded and designed for 7 years, from 1991 to 1998. Can't imagine being an EA today without that. Stage 2. Increase your depth. Deliver one of these 5 types of architecture. For the next 5 years, you should deliver architectural solutions. Please don't think that architecture is a loosely defined skill. You need to train formally and get certificates to practice architecture, just like you would do for coding. There are 6 disciplines of architecture: business, application, information, integration, infrastructure, and enterprise. In the second depth phase, you need to learn and practice any one or two of these other than integration or enterprise architectures. Why? Because once again, as a future integration and enterprise architect, this is the only way you'll learn to think about internal parts of systems that come together to support the enterprise. Without this in-depth exposure, you'll not be able to represent the larger delivery team to its external stakeholders. And for the stakeholders, you can moderate the impact analysis done by discipline architects on the changes to applications, information stores, infrastructure, or business processes. After these 2 phases, you'll have acquired the required depth. How can you remember the dimensions of the 2 depth stages? I came up with the following mnemonic to help you. DEPTH, depth. Here is what it maps to. D is for design, E is for engineering, P is for programming, T is for technology, and H is for hours of concentration. I trained, certified, and practiced as an application architect for 4 years, from 1998 to 2002. In hindsight, I needed it for the next stage. Stage 3. Acquire the breadth. Practice integration architecture. Now you need to start looking at the big picture. Get trained as an integration architect and practice this discipline for at least 5 years. Integration architecture is not just about integrating IT systems. It is just as much about, number 1, representing the critical users of the end-to-end transaction. Number 2, aligning the client's needs with its solution suppliers. And 3, creating synergy between the solution partners. This phase will get you looking at the big picture big time. You'll start thinking about everyone and everything involved in an enterprise-level solution. The interfaces between systems, transaction flows, sizes of servers, storage, network capacity, teams, and time. You'll deal with it all. Your communication, negotiation, translation, and patience will develop as you spend at least 3 to 5 years doing integration architecture. I was an integration architect from 2002 to 2006. I learned a ton, technically and in soft skills, and got certified. It turned me around firmly to phase outwards. Stage 4. Extend the breadth. Practice enterprise architecture. Now, finally, you're ready to train to be an enterprise architect. Here's my definition of an EA. An enterprise architect is a polymath with exceptional depth in one or two areas of technology. EA is not just a self-declared role. You need to train for it too. Unfortunately, I've observed that the avenues for formal training reduce as you go from coding to design to architecture to integration and enterprise architecture. If you get proper training in the EA discipline, you'll be fortunate. But after 15 to 20 years building up to it, you ought to have the drive and the awareness to pick the right areas for self-education. What are these areas? An enterprise and its concerns can be vast. To create success from the people, situation, economics, and systems, the EA needs to think in many dimensions and possess multiple soft skills. The three core attributes of an EA are: 1. Sees and shows the big picture of what the enterprise needs. 2. Aligns diverse minds. 3. Governs the journey. This needs many different talents, so I came up with the mnemonic POLYMATH, polymath, to help you list and recall them. It expands like this. P is for psychology, philosophy, and presentation. O is for observation and ownership. L is for language and leadership. Y is for yield and yardsticks. M is for mediator, minder, and motivator. A is for advisor, awareness, and assured. T is for trusted and thinker. H is for heart and humor. I got trained as an EA in 2006, applied it for 5 years before certifying in 2010, and have continued practicing it. End note, I know several excellent enterprise architects. Have we all gone through these 4 stages? Maybe, maybe not. So is this the only path to becoming an enterprise architect? Yes, it is. Please don't fight me on this, just follow it. Basically, you'll divide your career in becoming an expert EA between acquiring depth and acquiring breadth. Will it really take so long, you ask? Yes, the minimum age to be an EA is 40, or at least to be a decent one. The ideal age could be 45. So be patient, keep your eyes on the goal, you'll get there. And oh yes, find a mentor or take my help. I love architecture, especially enterprise architecture. I'd love for you to love it too, if you don't already. Get to it and excel in it. All the best, my friend. That brings us to the end of this podcast. If there's anything we mentioned in today's episode and you didn't catch it all, it is available in the accompanying text and slides. You can find this enhanced podcast on LinkedIn and on my website, quality-thinking.com. And if you're new there, please don't forget to register. This is your host, Shashi Shastri. I'll be back with you soon. Wish you a fantastic day. Bye for now.